New claims for jobless benefits jumped 12,000 last week. That's the highest level in a month. Consumer numbers also fell for the second straight month. So is this a possible deflation? We have an explanation from Wall Street Journal reporter Kelly Evans. Kelly, are we watching these numbers too obsessively right now, or can we still get good information about the economic recovery?
You know, we actually can get pretty good information, and in fact, I'll tell you, the Jobless Claims series is one of my favorite. It comes out every week. It gives us a pretty timely read of labor market conditions, and it actually has done a pretty good job historically of forecasting how the broader economy is doing. And that's one reason why these Thursday morning figures are so closely watched, but they're getting extra attention right now, and I think rightly so, because over the last couple of months, you know, the improvement we saw for much of last year as the economy was improving and the stock market was rallying has really started to flatline. So, you know, certainly you're seeing some jitters in the stock market related to all sorts of global events at the moment, but you know, what these figures suggest, when you get a jump of 12,000 to a level of 472,000, that's still very high. I mean, a lot of people say we don't really see private sector job growth until that gets closer to 400,000. You know, certainly we've seen job growth anyway. It's been a little bit weaker than other indications may have suggested. And so there are some worries that hiring isn't proving quite as vigorous as people had hoped. And that, as you said, you know, from the outset, that does raise some worries about whether the deflationary forces in the economy are likely to sort of gather steam, particularly because the most important thing to avoid that scenario from sort of taking hold is strong growth. And that's why these figures are a little bit worrisome.
Does the jobless rate have to go to before we start thinking that we're in a double dip?
You know, the double dip question, I think, for now is, I wouldn't say that that's something people think is very likely. I mean, you still have some pretty encouraging signs in the economy. Manufacturing, for example, has just had a pretty incredible turnaround, and we had figures yesterday showing that continued, that hasn't lost steam, even though spending and some of these labor market indicators have been a little bit weaker. And, you know, the series, I should say, is pretty noisy. The week after holiday, it was the week after Memorial Day, they often tend to rise. And I think what's happened is that people are kind of waiting for that week where we see them fall by 30 or 40,000 and just confirm the strength that we've seen elsewhere. And unfortunately, with each passing week, we just aren't seeing that. And so, again, you know, it may be that next week it'll turn around. But I think for them to not only hold steady at such a high level, but to increase again, and not, by the way, due to any special factors in the Gulf Coast or anything like that, again, just kind of doesn't make people feel that great about what they suspected might be a slowing pace of growth in the economy.
Wall Street Journal reporter Kelly Evans.